Brother Jason gave us the assignment for this Sunday, and he said that we should take something from Brother David's sermon and something that sticks out to us and just talk about it. And he said practice it last week, put it into practice. And one thing that really stuck out to me is how David said not to be sterile. He said, yeah, just not to be lukewarm. Said we should be on fire for the Lord, and that's something I've been putting into practice. Just trying not to just be look good on the outside.
I like the verse that he read in Luke 22:24-27. Now there was also a dispute among them as to which of them should be considered the greatest. And he said to them, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and those who exercise authority over them are called benefactors, but not so among you. On the contrary, he who is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he who governs as he who serves. For who is greater, he who sits at the table or he who serves? Is it not he who sits at the table? Yet I am among you as the one who serves. And so I like how we're not supposed to be seeking greatness, but rather seeking to be a servant, because that is true greatness, and I'm trying to put that in practice more.
I thought about how David said a lot of people tend to blame God for their troubles and stuff, so this week I just tried to thank him for everything that happened. Not that I had anything to complain about there. It was a pretty good week, but I just tried to be real thankful for everything.
This week I thought about what Brother David talked about. He said, you know, where we grew up, you know, believing these things because that's what we inherited, that's what we're taught. And a lot of times we can tend to think, you know, we shouldn't question anything, you know. If we question something, then we're, you know, maybe we're straying a little bit or something. But that's actually when we question something, and that shows that we actually care about it, because we're trying to figure that out for ourselves. And you don't just sit, we shouldn't just sit back and think, this is how I'm brought up, you know, I'm just going to stay like this. You need to, if you question it, then you realize why it's right, and then you can continue living that way.
What stuck out to me was how he said to do what's right because it's right, and not just because we're brought up that way. But to not just be floating along and sterile and just going through life, but to be doing what's right because it's right. And so this week I was putting that into practice.
Something that stuck out to me was he said, don't just be sterile, but be on fire for the Lord. Because if you're just sterile, then the devil's happy with you, and won't bother you.
One thing David said last week was, when something bad happens, we always tend to blame God, but it was just Satan testing us.
I like this one verse that David read last week. Luke 22:26. But it is not this way with you, but the one who is the greatest among you must become like the youngest, and the leader like a servant. And I like how it shows us that we just should be thankful for the place that we're put, and even if sometimes we can have a hard time, we can still thank him, not just look ahead for something better always.
One of the things I took out of David's message last week was what the other boys were saying is not blaming God for the bad things that happen in our lives. My grandmother passed away, I think, on Monday evening, and I wasn't able to see her for a long time, and, you know, you kind of get that news, you kind of think to yourself, you know, why does these things happen or whatever. But David told that story of, I can't remember exactly who it was, but someone who was able to thank God for letting her son die. And so I just try to be thankful, you know, that God's will was done. And then also part about being great, where he said that isn't the one who sits at the table the greatest, but I sit at the table and I'm still here to serve. So this week I've just been trying to be that servant and be helpful wherever I can. And it's not always about being great. It's about being humble and helping and serving others.